This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, all this week, the final message in an eight-week series on the word believe. Doesn't seem possible we would preach for 8 weeks on one word, the word believe, but we have. We've talked about some powerful things, how that we are the result of what we believe. I've said it many times through this series, what you believe about God, what you believe about Jesus Christ, what you believe about the Bible impacts what you believe about your marriage, what it impacts what you believe about your family. Everything about you is impacted by what you believe. We continue with the last message called Receive, Believe, and Become from the Gospel of John, the first chapter. God bless you as you listen. A lot of people in this world that don't refuse to believe because of intellectual doubt, they're just obstinate. And in their stubbornness, they say, I refuse to accept, I refuse to receive, I refuse to believe in Jesus Christ. Gary Cole was a financial planner, I think from the Washington, D.C. area, who spent $35,000 of his own money. He must have had a lot of extra money to do this, but he spent $35,000 of his own money to train to climb Mount Everest. 2-year process just to prepare to climb Mount Everest. And he spent $35,000 to be professionally trained, weightlifting training, climbing, all kinds of lessons that he took to prepare his body physically and his mind to climb Mount Everest. The process of climbing Mount Everest takes 60 days. The average person takes, it's a 2-month commitment of your time from the day you leave the United States to the day you get back, 2 months. It's a big deal to climb Mount Everest. Now here's what Gary Cole pointed out I never knew before. 90% of the climbers who climb Mount Everest never make it to the top, 9 out of 10. Over 110 people have died on Mount Everest, and what's remarkable to me, many, if not most, of those dead people are still hanging from the mountain. And George Cole says he remembers seeing two men from India through a set of binoculars just hanging, dead, on the side of the mountain, attached to their ropes, but they were frozen solid. They were inexperienced climbers who came from India and thought they could do it and rushed up there, and they died. Another thing he tells about climbing Mount Everest is that you do it in a stair step or yo-yo fashion. You go up to a certain altitude, you come back down a little bit, then you go back up a little higher, you come back down, and it's a process. But what a statistic, 9 out of 10 never make it to the summit. Here's the thought I had. I wonder how many people have been to church all their lives on Easter and Christmas Eve, and occasionally went to a funeral, and they go to weddings and churches, but never come to the place in their life where they do two things. They receive, they believe, and then they become. They become the sons and daughters of God. As many as received him, as many as believed in his name, he gave the authority or the right to be called the children of God. Now, I find this incredible. God doesn't say you become members of an organization. He doesn't say when you do this, you become adherents to a religion. He doesn't say you become rank and file members of this group or that group. He says you become the children of God. Do you know what that means? There is a relationship that you have with God the Father. This is really important. There's a relationship that you will have with God the Father because of your relationship with Christ that you'll never have any other way. You can talk about God, you can read about God, you can philosophize about God, but until you receive and believe, you're not given the right, and I'm not given the right, the authority to become a child of God.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.